This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So if giving Joe Biden all the power that he needs to help the border, secure the border, take care of the border, if that's not enough, that we're holding back all the power from Joe Biden about the border, if that's not enough, evidently, according to Senator Schumer, we're going to be sending troops to Ukraine in a few years if we don't pass this border bill with the Ukraine funding in it. I don't know, folks. It's, you know, it's the old idea that pulling out all the stops. So they're just pulling all the stops to make sure that you understand that if you're on the wrong side of this border bill thing, you just don't want Joe Biden to have the power to do anything. It's and if you're Al Sharpton, the invasion will continue. And if you're Chuck Schumer, it means that we're going to, Russia's going to attack a NATO ally soon. We're going to be sending our own troops over there. Folks, this is really, really telling, isn't it? Now, this doesn't tell me that, wow, these Democrats are serious about this bill. I mean, they really believe, and they're just trying to help. Are you getting that? I'm not getting that at all. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we enter into hour number two of the broadcast this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. Already had a couple of great calls this morning. We had Greg in Tampa. We had Iron Mike calling in. Glad to hear from both of them. And also, folks, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. More information about the program and me there at the website. You can also find me on Facebook, also on X, otherwise known as Twitter. And our good friend Denise Simon, she said yesterday morning on the program, she said she's not going to call it X. She will call it Twitter. So I'm with her on that. And it's just Twitter. Well, sure it is, but... I don't know. I'm just curious if it's going to stay X forever because it just, I don't know. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well, does it? And once again, thanks to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. It's 47 degrees and showers up there. And he says simplify and simplify to you, Richard, as well. We appreciate that. So you can be like Richard and you can send us a direct message anytime simply by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. Okay, so folks... Yes, this thing about, and we've been talking about the border in hour number one, and I do think, I didn't tell you about Chuck Schumer in hour number one, but I do think it's important to point this out. This from Breitbart, Schumer warns U.S. troops will be sent to fight Russians if border bill is not passed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, of course, warned that the U.S. troops, will be sent to Eastern Europe, quote, in a few years. If the Senate border bill that gives Ukraine $60 billion in aid is not passed. 2 months ago, President Joe Biden made that same argument that U.S. troops would be fighting Russia if more aid is not passed. If he keeps going and then attacks a NATO ally, well, we're committed as a NATO member and we'll defend every inch of NATO territory. Then we'll have something that we don't seek and we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops, Biden warned. And, yeah, so that's Joe Biden, not Chuck Schumer. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who we hope is doing much better these days, obviously. That's just a given. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also made that argument to House lawmakers during a private briefing in December. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, told them that if aid was not passed, it would be, quote, very likely, unquote, that U.S. troops would be sent to fight. Schumer said, now, by the way, can I ask a question at this point? can I just Can I just raise a question? Where is Joe Biden, and how about Chuck Schumer, and even Lloyd Austin? And if we can get John Kerry in on this, even the better. Why don't you just tell Vladimir Putin you're not looking for a larger war? We're not looking to start a war with Vladimir Putin and Russia. I mean, that seems to be what the policy is about Iran, and the fact that Iran actually did attack us through their proxies. You can call it that, but obviously they're running the show. They know what they're doing. And so when that happens, and I'm not making light of this, and I'm trying to emphasize this for emphasis sake, and that is they already killed American service people. And what's Joe Biden's response? Well, yes, I know there were the 85 attacks, and some of them, they're ongoing. I know that. We hit some of these different places and whatnot after many days. But the basic message after our service people were killed is we're not trying to start a war. And that seems to be sufficient, I guess, for the Biden administration. So if they're going to scare us, about this, why is it, of course, they just want to scare us about Ukraine. Well, we're going to be fighting Russians. When? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a few years. It could be a while. But if you don't pass this bill right now, we are going to be fighting Russians. And I just don't know that that's really true. Well, I'll tell you one thing then, make this bill a Ukraine funding bill and just make it separate. Let the border be the border and let Ukraine be Ukraine. If you want to worry about Ukraine's border, then do that separately and make your case to the American people, Senator Schumer. Make your case to the American people, President Biden. Make your case to the American people, Lloyd Austin. And just throw John Kerry in there for good measure. But make your case. But they're not going to do that. You know why? Because they want this ridiculous border thing, the ridiculous border bill, and then they're going to dangle in the Ukraine thing and say, well, again, it's these Republicans. It's these other people that disagree. It's these people. They just want war to just ravage the land. And nothing could be further from the truth. A lot of tough talk. But where's the tough talk when it comes to Iran? I think that is a really darn good question. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
All right, we are racing through the Tuesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to go as we head through hour number two here. And that means hour number three and four are literally just around the corner. And so we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, folks. As I often say, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And it is really my distinct pleasure to come on the radio each night and talk to you about these different things, give you a little bit of my perspective, and hopefully make you smile a little bit. So that's what we're doing here. But I'll tell you this, sort of switching away from politics just for a moment into the world of practical things where you can't just mandate it and it just kind of goes. At least, you know, what I think it was Iron Mike was mentioning about the LNG shipments and so forth that Biden evidently is he's getting pressure from climate activists on that, basically, for these LNG shipments. But also, you know, Joe Biden also wants to get rid of your gas stove, right, until pictures emerged with Kamala Harris and her husband with the gas stove in the background. So it gets a little more dicey there, doesn't it? It makes it a little harder, you know. All right, little people, you cannot have a gas stove. What's that? Oh, it's nothing. It's not a gas stove, that kind of stuff. All right. Well, this from Business Insider. More automakers are being forced to rethink their EV plans. A new era of the transition to electric vehicles is on the horizon, and car companies are scrambling to adjust accordingly. A reliance upon high-priced luxury EVs that could more quickly usher in profitability for this segment fell apart in recent months as wealthy early adopters started to drop out of the market. But demand for EVs didn't fall away completely. Instead, a new crop of shoppers entered the market in search of a more affordable and practical electric options, with the preference for hybrids over pure electrics. After hitting the brakes on EVs at the end of last year, executives are rolling out new strategies as they go back to the drawing board. Earlier this week, GM CEO Mary Barra said the company, whose high-profile all-in EV campaign rolled out in the Super Bowl, would begin to rely on hybrid sales in North America. Meanwhile, Sweden's Volvo said it was pulling future funding from its EV company Polestar. These strategy changes follow other signs of trouble for EV plans, like Hertz dumping a third of its EV fleet. Yeah, we told everybody about that when that happened. It was a lot. It was like 20,000, if I recall correctly. Like 20,000 EV cars that they're going to replace with internal combustion engine cars. And by the way, the Biden administration had lauded them just a few short months ago about they have so many electric vehicles. So, folks, I'm telling you, this is it's not going the way that they think it's going right now. So for the last few years, the automotive industry has been divided into two camps on electric vehicle strategies. The first, like GM and Volkswagen, sought to skip hybrids and go straight to the all-electric lineup, while the second, like Toyota and Jeep owner Stellantis, focused on plug-in hybrids for the near term with more EVs down the road. It was unclear until recently which strategy would win out. I don't know. I got to tell you, I think we could have told them how that was going to work out, right? I think we could have told them that. You know, it's not because we're, you know, really clairvoyant or, you know, that kind of thing. I think we just look at it and go, I can't really charge this car practically anywhere by comparison. But if I have a hybrid, if I have a gas-powered engine, I could probably pull into almost any gas station on planet Earth and fill that thing up with gas and generate power to power this vehicle, and it would extend my range very, very significantly. And then around town it might be running on electric, and then sometimes the gas power engine kicks in or what have you. But it seems to me that, yeah, it wasn't like it was unclear which how the strategy was going to work out. But GM's move this week is the first sign that industry executives are recognizing a need for hybrids, at least in the near term. Deploying plug-in technology in strategic segments will deliver some of the environmental benefits of EVs as the nation continues to build its charging infrastructure. Yeah, how's that going, by the way? I don't know. Yeah, I see chargers around, but it's not like, you know, but typically it's like, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store. There was a grocery store I drove by the other day. It had several EV stations sort of around the, you know, towards the back and this kind of thing. And so I guess if you're going to go to the grocery store, it takes a while, you know, maybe you can charge your car for a little while. But typically it's my understanding that you'd have to charge your car for a long while if it's really low. Also, you have this problem of electric cars not working in the cold. Now, I have to tell you, I don't know precisely if the hybrids would be just as susceptible. I would kind of think they might be, because if the electric battery is powering the motor and they all had problems in the deep freeze just recently where we had all those Teslas stuck at the charging lot, it would seem to me that a hybrid might fall to the same fate. Because of its architecture, it's not an internal combustion engine in the traditional sense. All right, so deploying plug-in technology in strategic segments will deliver some of the environmental benefits of EVs as the nation continues to build its charging infrastructure. Barra said, while assuring rather GM's ultimate goal is still to eliminate emissions by 2035. We are timing the launches to help us comply with this more stringent fuel economy and tailpipe emission standards that are being proposed. Barra's statement reflects how the EV landscape is changing. The new wave of EV curious shoppers, like, that's a thing? We like to look at a car, and we're EV curious about this. The EV curious shoppers is much less likely to tolerate the quirks of charging, range anxiety, and other significant lifestyle changes. Yeah, like, you can't go as far as you thought. You're not going to get there from here, basically, at least for a while. And by the way, you know, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. You know, if there was a battery that powered your car and it just ran, you know, forever, you could go, you know, 600 miles or something like that, you know, on a charge. Or even, hey, how about this? How about 500 miles? I think they're getting there. There's some models that I think tout that. But the idea is that if you're going to go really drive somewhere, you have to have the range. And you have to be able to know that you're not going to run out of juice. Let's say if you're trying to pick somebody up at LAX, for example, and you get in that horseshoe, no matter what time of day, it's always packed. And what happens if you don't have just enough? Well, you say you could run out of gas. You could, but that's much less likely, I think, in the grand scheme of things. But that's where that range anxiety comes in, right? And so I do believe that the car companies, you know, even though they say, okay, it's going to be 2035, we're trying to get rid of all emissions, well, you know, let's just wait and see how close we get to 2035 and the way things really are going. And you can't just simply mandate it. It's not going to go poof into existence simply because it's been mandated by Gavin Newsom or somebody like that in California, for example. It's going to take some real engineering. And as I was saying, if you had a car that could do everything a gas-powered car can do, charge up in 10 minutes or 5 minutes, or how long does it take you at the gas station? Maybe 5 minutes, right? Ultimately, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes by the time you fill up with gas. On average, if you could do something like that, you know, then it becomes really, really practical to do everything you need to do right now in your life. That's why the phrase significant lifestyle changes also comes into play. People are not going to, I'd make a little vehicle pun here. People will have no truck. With that, folks. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you. We're going to head over to the bottom of the hour right now. But when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about, tell you about. 949-822-7959. So stay right there because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted four anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is currently in the Middle East. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch did begin regular treatments on Monday. He did have a benign prostate procedure over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right. You know, I can't believe, again, we're already halfway through hour number two. Can't explain it. I cannot explain it. So I just accept it. All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com where you can find out more about me, about the program, get info on the program. You can also find me on social media, and you can send me a direct message. So simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Major Joe sent in a direct message here, and he's saying, I've been a listener for a long time on 860 WGUL, Dunedin. He says, all I've been getting are ads. What's happening? Well, Major Joe, I do appreciate the message very much. We understand there is an issue. It has been reported. I know it's been kind of going on here for a little bit, but they do know about it, and I know that they're trying to get it taken care of. But I appreciate the message very much to take time to write in about it. Basically, folks, too, if you want to pick up a live stream for the program as well, you can go with our syndicator, which is GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. They've got live streams for the broadcast as well. So if you're having trouble right now picking up the stream or over the air, you want to head over to GCNLive.com. WTNLive.com if you want to hear the program this morning. And so we appreciate that as well. Everybody's working together trying to make sure everything's working just right. So, but it just really, I really do appreciate you taking the time to write in. And then we got another direct message. And this is coming in. I think there might be Roy, I think. And let's see here. He says, love listening to your show. You rock. Roy, yes, it's Roy. Roy in Seminole, Florida. I'm going to read that again. Love listening to your show. You rock. I really appreciate that. I got to tell you, it just makes my day. And last couple of days have been a little iffy on some things, you know, but so to get a message like this and have people calling and writing in, it really does make my day. And, well, we do try to rock as much as we can, and I appreciate your message so much, Roy. Thank you for letting us know, and we're definitely going to keep on rocking. There's no doubt about that. And we got a great song on the other side of this segment as well. We'll take a first look at the weather here. We didn't take a look at the weather last hour because we had a great caller. We always try and get callers on whenever we have them as well. So, but once again, folks, we're back. We have the program. It is 949-822-7959 is the number. And we have so much more to tell you about and talk about as we go through. Now, Trump wants to debate Biden now. Maybe he needs a button. Debate Biden now, ask me how. Trump wants to debate Biden now. This is from the New York Post. The rest of the headline is, while ignoring Nikki Haley's challenge in the 2024 race. Well, I mean, he's, you know, you can, I think we can tell he's got strategic reasons for doing that, going into the primaries. But Donald Trump announced Monday that he wants to debate President Joe Biden now, despite boycotting all of the Republican primary debates, chiding that Biden lacks the mental aptitude to face him. Trump also seemed to question whether the commander in chief is even going to run again for the White House. He can't do it because he can't talk. He can't do anything. These are Trump's words. He can't do anything. He's running our country, and I don't think he's going to run. I don't know if it's donors or otherwise. It might be his family. It might be something, the former president said on the Dan Bongino show. I'd like to debate him now because we should debate for the good of the country, added Trump. Biden laughed off Trump's goading. And I think we do. I seem to recall we had that queued up earlier. So let's see if we can get that while we're talking here. But definitely, you know, Joe Biden, the last thing he's going to do is debate Trump. The last thing he's ever going to want to do is debate Trump. I can't imagine that this would happen anytime soon, because obviously, you know, Donald Trump would. I just think that Joe Biden would not function well under that pressure again. I mean, folks, they're not even going to let him be on the Super Bowl, right, to do the traditional presidential interview on the Super Bowl. They're not doing that. And because they realize that they cannot allow Biden to be out there without the script, without somebody to sort of stop things or you know, say, oh, this way, Mr. President, we got to go now, everybody, you know, that kind of stuff. That's exactly what they would do, and I do think we have the Biden quote here. So let's listen. He's coming out of looks like some kind of like a smoothie shop or something like that. He's got a drink, like a smoothie type drink in his hand, and he's coming out to talk to reporters. So let's see what he has to say.
Donald Trump is ready to debate you right now. Do you accept?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately?
Yes.
Will
you debate him?
I'd want to
debate me, too.
You
got nothing else to do.
How worried are you about
the board? He's got nothing else to do. If I were him, I'd want to debate me, too. He's got nothing else to do. Well, actually, he's got a lot to do. But Joe Biden, of course, look, you can't see the video on this. But when he came out of that store and he was kind of talking to the reporters, he didn't seem really okay. And I don't say that with any joy. I'm not saying that to be mean-spirited. I'm not saying that to be mean about anything. But he just kind of seems kind of tired. And, you know, the way he's even pitching his voice to me is, I think, very, very significant. And so this goes back to what Donald Trump is talking about. So, but at the same time, though, you know, Joe Biden, if they were to make a change, I think it would be very, it would just make things much more difficult in the general election. And the reason being, because with Joe Biden, you're dealing directly with supposedly the person who's making all these policies. He'd have to defend those policies. He'd have to defend those decisions in a presidential debate. But I can also see this. I can also see that Joe Biden will not debate Donald Trump because he may say he'll take the Rachel Maddow tack. And the Rachel Maddow tack is, we're not going to knowingly broadcast untrue things, right? This is why they wouldn't take Donald Trump's speech in New Hampshire, right? And we're not going to do these untrue things. Really? It may have been Iowa. But nevertheless, I think they'll find some way to say, we can't give this guy a platform. Because as soon as we give this guy a platform, we are complicit in destroying our democracy. And darn it, we are all about saving our democracy. We're all about fighting for our democracy and keeping it safe from Donald Trump. So I can see wholeheartedly this is maybe the way that they will go. Because they know that Joe Biden can't be pinned down on policy. He can't be pinned down on the decisions that he's made. He can't be pinned down on the state of affairs. And later on the broadcast, we'll tell you how, he seemed to have met a world leader who had passed away in 1996, soon after he was elected in 2021. It's these kinds of slip-ups that would be just devastating in an actual debate. But that's what Trump will want people to see. And the handlers, the Democrat Party elite handlers, they're not going to want to do that. In fact, they realize that sort of the less that people see of Biden, the better off that they're going to be in somewhat of a repeat of 2020. It's not apples to apples. But right now, they want to hit these highlights. They want to hit about, well, give them the power on the border. And then what about abortion? And then what about, these other things that they can say only Joe Biden can take care of, and not really have Joe Biden out there so much. Because when he does things and he talks about things, he kind of, he always sort of puts his foot in his mouth or says something else that they've got to clean up or walk back. And it's bad enough. It's bad enough Joe Biden saying these things. But you know what's really hard would be the press secretary and then have to, the spokesperson, and then have to try to clean it up, whether you're Karine Jean-Pierre or you're John Kirby. It's, I don't know, that's the most unenviable job in the world. But this job right here, this is the best job in the world. So, and I have you to thank for that. Folks, stay right there because we are coming right back. We've got a great song. Don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Kyle Warren with you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we continue racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the program from underneath the atmospheric river of Southern California by way of our adopted hometown of Tampa, Florida. For the program, folks, welcome back. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. We're going to talk to Denise Simon here in just a few moments, and then we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for her. But right now, it's time for our song. We'll take a quick look at the weather before we talk with Denise. And once again, by request, because this is another great Tom Petty track, late great Tom Petty. And it's probably one of my favorite Tom Petty songs of all time. Thanks to CC Mo for requesting some Tom Petty. Here we go. Learning to Fly.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as a across the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly. Letting go. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest. Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown.
All right, Tom Petty, everybody, and a great song. Tom Petty and his songwriting is, I think it's always just been amazing. And he was one of those songwriters who just got even better over time. And it's poignant nowadays, of course, because I think Tom Petty had such a great talent. And obviously, he is very, very missed. And Tom Petty had just, again, a lot of great songs. And I especially like his time with the Traveling Wilburys, with Jeff Lynne and George Harrison, and you know, and among others, Roy Orbison, for example, in there, and Bob Dylan. How do you do that? I mean, that's just amazing. All right, well, folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. And let's take a look, shall we, at what the National Weather Service is telling us here before we talk to Denise Simon. Heavy rain and flash flooding. Threat expands from Southern California into the desert southwest on Tuesday. Yes, because it's already making its way through Southern California, heading towards the desert southwest. Heavy snow for the Intermountain West Mountains through midweek. Yeah, even Big Bear, for example, if you know about where Big Bear is in California, all kinds of snow there. Heavy snow again for those areas. Temperatures will continue to run above average from the plains to the northeast, with record-breaking warmth for parts of the upper Midwest. Pretty interesting. Showers and thunderstorms continue to linger for Southern California while increasing across the desert southwest Tuesday as Pacific moisture flows northward ahead of a slow-moving deep upper-level trough surface frontal system. The anomalously high moisture, as well as favorable upslope flow along the higher terrain of the transverse and peninsular ranges in Southern California and the Mogollon Rim in Arizona, will lead to locally heavy rainfall. And you also have slight risks of excessive rainfall in different areas. Elsewhere, the Midwest, South, and East Coast will remain mostly dry through midweek. Upper-level ridging over the eastern, central, and eastern U.S. Will also keep temperatures generally mild and above average for the plains to the northeast Appalachians, with below-average temperatures along the coastal southeast and west of the Rockies. Highs across northern plains and upper Midwest in particular continue to remain upwards of 20 to 30 degrees above average, with 40s and 50s forecast. Some daily record tying and breaking high temperatures will be possible for the upper Midwest Tuesday and Wednesday. So be on the lookout for that, folks. Be very, very careful of the weather in California and heading into the desert southwest. It's been a lot of rain. We've witnessed a lot of different water rescues, you know, swift water rescues, and people getting stuck in their cars and all kinds of stuff. And there have been some mudslides, and this is why in the burn areas they've tried to get people to evacuate. Not everybody has, but it's my understanding there has been some damage. I was watching one particular story on the local news earlier where, you know, you get a mudslide coming down the hill, and it just crashes into a house, and it gets, crashes through the glass doors and everything, and the mud's everywhere. And so it's best not to be there if that's a real possibility. So do heed those warnings wherever you are in the country. Whenever you get evacuation warnings, be sure to heed them. All right. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on the program this morning. And now it's time to head over and talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I tell you what, you're coming in 5x5 here, sounding loud and clear. And that's right. It's a good day. It's Tuesday. Well, you know, just in the time we have before we climb to the top of the hour, Senator Chuck Schumer is now warning that if we don't pass the border bill, which gives Biden all the power, right, that we're going to be fighting Russians not all that far off in the future because we won't be passing the Ukraine bill.
Okay, well, then separate it out and put it on a standalone.
Right, exactly. My thoughts exactly, and this that is so spot on, don't you think? But why? But why won't they do that?
Oh, good question.
Good question. Yeah. I think we know why, because they want to bundle it all together, and they want to apply pressure, and they don't want to have a separate debate.
Look, this bill was not only for Ukraine and Israel, but it was also for Taiwan. So, anyway, I would say this, and some of the Republicans are making, especially in the House, are making the good argument that the Senate never needed to do this bill because H.R. 2, which was passed by the House 1 year ago, is the most robust immigration bill that's ever been done, and it's the House passed it, and who's sitting on it but Chuck Schumer? So I didn't hear yesterday in all of the back and forth is if any of those on the negotiating teams on both sides of the aisle, did they ever even look at H.R. 2? So it would be, you know, part of a negotiation guideline. I never heard that. So, I'm not worried about this bill, in the Senate. I don't think it's going to even get out of the Senate, much less over to the House, but the House is finished with it. They're not doing it, period.
Well, sure. But again, and even Al Sharpton is talking about an invasion at the border, and we got to get these Republicans and people to start voting for this, you know, and it's not because he really wants to stop some invasion. I think they really want to get this bill passed. And on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit about what this means for states like Texas and being able to challenge some of these things. But Denise, stay right there. We got the music coming up, and that means we're climbing to the top of the hour, everybody. On the other side of the top of the hour news, we'll come back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll continue on this and much, much more. I can't believe it. Time flies by, doesn't it? Hour number two, folks, is in the books. Stay right there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.